It's midnight, sometime after the close of our last episode. As in police headquarters, Perry Mason enters the office of Lieutenant Donald Halverson.
Well, hello, Sergeant. What's the matter with you, Sergeant?
Huh? Me?
Oh, it's not the matter with me, Mr. Mason. I'm in a pink.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect physical condition. I could... Well, since she asked, I can tell you, Mr. Mason. I was squint because I got trouble with my eyes.
Ooh, bad?
Yeah, not too. I need glasses, but you know, I hate to get them.
Why?
Well, the lieutenant...
Halverson?
Yes. Oh, he wouldn't say anything if I wore glasses, but he might feel bad, you know.
He'd feel... Well, I apologize.
Huh?
It's late. I've had a busy night, and I have a busy day tomorrow. I apologize for opening my mouth to ask you how you feel. Believe me, I do. But, since I have, why would Lieutenant Halverson feel bad if you wore glasses?
Oh, well, you see, the lieutenant, he's a perfectionist, like, see? You know how he is, Mr. Mason. Everything's got to be just so. His squad's got to be the best squad. His man's got to be the sharpest and work hardest. Mr. Mason, he wouldn't like me wearing glasses.
Well, then why don't you transfer?
Why?
Well, since he works you so hard and is so unreasonable...
I'm begging your pardon, sir. That ain't so.
Hmm?
No, the lieutenant works himself twice as hard. He's two times sharper than... Well, you couldn't pay me to get out of... Uh-huh. You were just needling me, Mr. Mason.
Well, hello, Mason.
Oh.
Sit down.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
I thought I heard you come in a minute ago.
Yes, I've been talking to your sergeant.
Oh, he's a funny guy. You know, he's been needing glasses for a year, but he won't get them. Too proud to wear them, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
A cigarette?
No. You have something?
Mm-hmm.
A lead to Gus?
No. That the only character you've got on your mind?
Yes.
We'll get Gus if he's still working for the syndicate. Because I think we're going to bust the syndicate wide open. I think we're going to bust it up in little pieces. The small fry and the big shots. I feel good. I was beginning to feel bad, Miss, and I was beginning to wonder if the syndicate's smarter and tougher than we are. Oh, I knew we'd break it finally, but I was getting impatient. You know, police work's funny, Mason. You get flat feet doing legwork, you wear out your voice asking questions, you get punch drunk fighting a brick wall, and all of a sudden, boom. Always happens. Somebody answers a question or the dull routine pays off, and you're in.
Are you?
Now, I got a guy.
Oh, who?
Pete Watton.
Don't know him.
He's from out of town, Pittsburgh. Also a minor big shot in the syndicate. Anyway, we think he is, and with good reason. He's careless, and he's a talker. Now, he never made much dough until a couple of years ago, and then he started raking it in. New clothes, new apartment, new car. Also wants to trade his wife in on a new model.
Oh.
Well, she got mad.
Uh-huh.
Mad enough to repeat what her husband was careless enough to let her overhear. Pete's on his way to the city. We know his car and license number. We'll follow him, learn his contacts, or the sergeant will get that in the other office.
Oh. Lieutenant, even though you have a line on Pete Watton, we don't want to drop Suzanne Barclay.
Oh, we'll keep looking, but we won't bear down so hard. Now, be reasonable, Mason. I can't justify spending a lot of dough on her now. When Miss Barclay was our only lead to Gus, and as long as Gus was our only lead to the syndicate, I could use all the men and time and dough I wanted. But now we've got Pete Watton, and I can't justify it. Not yet. We'll get to her later.
Yeah.
Well, Sergeant, since when do you stand on ceremonies?
I just got a flash, Lieutenant.
Well, let's have it.
Are you know where State Road 72 meets the Coastal Boulevard?
Yeah.
About a mile back up 72 is a little county line dirt road that goes up beside the river, place where there's a cliff over the river.
Mm-hmm.
A car went off the little road and over the cliff and down into the river. The driver's dead, Lieutenant. The driver was Pete Watton.
Dead? Are you positive he's dead?
Yes, sir.
How? What killed him? Was he shot?
No, sir. He wasn't shot. If you want to know what killed him, well, he had a broken neck, a fractured skull, and internal injuries. Take your pick.
What did you say, Sergeant?
I said take your pick. It's a long way down to that river. Hey, now, Lieutenant.
Shut up. Shut up until you're spoken to.
Yes, sir.
And stand at attention. I said at attention, Sergeant. Throw your shoulders back and pull in your stomach and try to look like a police officer instead of a hayshaker.
Yes,
I said just try to do it, Sergeant. I know very well you can't. You'll never be a good officer, never. Do you know that?
If you say so, sir.
You're too dumb to come in out of the rain.
Yes, sir.
You're even too dumb to get yourself a pair of glasses.
I don't need them.
Don't tell me what you don't need. Do you like those headaches?
No, sir, but
your paperwork is twice as high because you can't see what you're doing. Do you like that?
No, sir.
Then do what I tell you and get some glasses.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And now, if you're all through, I got a couple of things to tell you, Lieutenant.
One more thing. If I turn around and lean over, will you give me a good, swift kick?
Hoy. I knew you wasn't mad at me, Lieutenant.
No. Could it have been an accident?
Yeah, it could have been. No way proving somebody knocked him out, started his car and running off the cliff. But
it's more likely the syndicate caught up with him.
Yes, sir. You want me, Lieutenant?
No. No, that's all, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not quite all.
Hmm?
I learned something. Someone who saw Suzanne Barclay after her argument with Gus.
And?
Well, I don't know. Paul Drake is checking right now.
Yeah, maybe it'll be something. Maybe we'll learn where to find her, and she'll tell us where to find Gus, and we'll take the whole gang. And maybe the moon's made out of green cheese, and maybe I'm a good cop.
You're a good cop, Halverson, or it wouldn't bother you.
Mm.
I'll let you know if Paul gets anything tonight or in the morning.
I'll be here. Or out pounding my feet and asking questions. I'll see you, Mason.
Meanwhile, in the office of the nightclub headquarters of the syndicate, Gus Jansen, the man Perry Mason seeks, adjusts his tie before the mirror, turns as the door closes.
Hi, Gus.
Goody.
JP gone?
An hour ago.
I had to keep my eye on a floor show. You take care of it, Gus?
Care of? Oh, you mean Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took care of him.
Yeah. Well, that was okay that one time, Gus.
What?
Somebody had to rub him out, and it's okay if you did. But watch your step. Don't be so anxious to jump in when JT wants something done.
Oh?
We'll get along okay as long as you remember your place.
I won't get in your way, Gordon.
That's it, Gus. Use your head. Where you going?
I'm getting out of your way. I'm going home.
Stick around till I close up.
No, thanks. Tony doesn't need Kate Beekman anymore tonight.
What's Kate got to do with it?
Taking her home, Gordy.
You?
Yeah, me. I'm taking Kate Beekman home tonight and tomorrow night. And every night. Plan to see a lot of Miss Beekman. See you, Gordy.
Gus, wait!
Can't.
Got a date.
You come back here! Why, that dirty? Who thinks he is? This is Gordy. Put me through to JT. Let me speak to JT. This is an emergency. Hello, JT? Yeah, I know you're busy, but this won't wait. Yeah, I have to tell you now, JT. Gus is off his rocker. I said Gus Jansen's off his rocker. You know how many times you told him to leave Beekman alone? You told him and I told him, but it didn't take. Now, wait a second. I haven't finished telling you. I explained you don't want anybody but me to be friendly with her, but... excuse it, JT. I'm sorry I yelled at you, but you understand why I'm excited. What? You told him to. You want him to? But what about me? I was going to... Well, give me a break, boss. Gus was working for me. Now, if you put him ahead of me... JT? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He hung up. He hung up on me. Then he stabbed me in the back, double-crossed me. Says I'm not big enough for the job. Not big enough, huh? I'll show him how big I am.
August Jansen is clever and ruthless and deadly. He plans to see a lot of Kate Beekman. Believe me, this man will ruin Kate Beekman's life as he's ruined many others, unless... Well, you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?